You don't have to pay the high prices and stand in the long lines in New York to see a Broadway caliber show. Just head to Virginia Rep to see Fiddler on the Roof. The production is Broadway good. The show, originally directed and choreographed by Jerome Robbins, is set in a Russian village in 1905, a period when anti-Jewish hatred was on the rise. The action focuses on Tevye, a dairyman who lives with his wife and five daughters in a village steeped in tradition. Tevye often has to choose between his precious traditions and the change that is inevitable in everyone's life. He's confronted with these changes not only because of the village's impending takeover by soldiers, but also because of the decisions made by his oldest daughters, each of whom ask him to go against tradition and let them marry the man they love. Whenever he is confronted with change, Tevye taps into his direct line to God and asks for the Almighty's advice. Director Richard Parison deserves credit not only for his casting choices, but also for the creative team he has assembled for this production. The show moves along seamlessly at a steady pace. The 1-hour-and-45-minute first act is over before you know it. The ensemble cast is spot on. Standouts include Tamara Johnson as Goldie, Tevye's strong-willed wife, Audra Honecker as Zeidel, the couple's oldest daughter, Nicholas Park as Modal, Zeidel's husband, Brittany Simmons as Hodel, Tevye's second daughter, and Matt Zimmerman as Hodel's husband. I would be remiss if I didn't also praise the male dancers in the show, who light up the stage with their rousing, precise Russian dances. Even with a stage full of standout performances and a talented ensemble cast, the show belongs to David Benoit, who plays Tevye. His outstanding performance and rich vocals fill the theater. His portrayal is so authentic that you can't imagine anyone else playing the part. Apologies to Zero Mostel, but Benoit is that good. Praise also goes to Brian Prather for his sparse but highly effective set, Karen Getz for her rousing choreography, Sue Griffin for the realistic costumes, and to Robert Perry for his wonderful lighting. The holiday season may be busy, but be sure to make time to see Fiddler on the Roof. It is this year's must-see performance. The show runs through January the 12th at the November Theater. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.